you know, took a ferry to the highway, and I drove to a pontoon plane, took a plane to a taxi, and a taxi to a train, and I thought, this is my life. How does she know?
She may be a belter of the blues, but Shamika Copeland takes her cues from a range of writers and musicians. So Joni Mitchell's words are a few that make their way onto her new album, one on which she was encouraged not to sing. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. She's the daughter of the late Texas blues guitarist Johnny Copeland, but instead of playing guitar, Shamika Copeland found her musical outlet by just opening her mouth. Since taking the stage at age 8, Shamika and her voice have earned a spot among the ranks of great soulful blues singers, earning not only awards, but comparisons to the likes of Etta James and Ruth Brown. But making her 5th album, Never Going Back, took not only some re-examination, but a reworking of her usual approach in the studio. And Shamika told FUV's Eric Holland about 2 important people who helped her through the process, including the legendary Dr. John.
That's my god papa. You know, I don't know. He's always just been there for me. I attribute a lot of this record, this latest record, to him because, you know, you get kind of jaded being out here. And I remember it had been 2 years since I had put out a record, and I went to him and I said, I'm just so confused. I said, I just don't know what people want to hear. And I don't know what to do next. And he said, okay, I really can't say exactly what he said, but I'm you can kind of figure out the words he used. But he said, well, now you're about to mess up because you're trying to conform. You're trying to conform to the music business. He said, do what you've been doing. Do what's in your heart, because you can't conform to the music business. You got to let the music business conform to you. You know, and that's what I had been doing, and I was about to stray away from that, and I was happy that he said that to me because it helped me to make another cool record that came from here. All my life I did the best I can, but all of my actions been governed by circumstances. In control of my life, look like circumstances gonna rule me till the day I die. Look like circumstances gonna rule me till the day I die.
Oliver Wood produced.
Yeah.
And he is half of the Wood Brothers.
Yes.
and he plays and sings on the album, too.
Yeah. Oh, man. First of all, Oliver's the youngest guy I've ever worked with. And he was just, he had such just a fresh approach to the music, different than I ever would have done for myself. And he was great. You know, he had me do things and change things. I'm used to singing. I come from singers. I listened to gospel music and soul music growing up. And he said, I want you not to sing. You know, and I was like, what? You know, I don't know how to do that. But he said, go in the studio and almost talk. Don't sing. Just talk. And I'm like, yeah, okay, weirdo. But I went in and it just worked. I was able to use different parts of my voice and myself and learn how to approach the music differently, and it's great, and it's so much fun to perform, too, because of it. 3 days waiting, all alone by the tracks, lying to myself, that man's coming back. He said he'd come around unless he was dead. Guess he took another woman or a bullet in the head. I'm never going back to Memphis. I'm never going back to Memphis. So don't ask when, 'cause I'm never going back to Memphis again.
Shamika Copeland in a live performance of Never Going Back to Memphis, recorded at WFUV. Check out more of the session online anytime at WFUV.org.